Hello and welcome to Rick's Martini Bar. I'm Jerry McCarty here with Rick Farmelo and Amanda Raymond. And it's podcast time. Cheers.
Wait, I missed the cheers. I was telling the Beach Boys to
And so today's podcast, we're going to talk about, there's this show on BBC that for 20-some years, they do this thing where they ask people if you're going to be on a desert island.
It used to be on KCRW.
Did they?
They would do 10, though.
They do 8 on BBC. So, and they get, like, George Clooney will stop in and give his 8.
That's cool. I love that.
They have all these people come in, and if you're on an island, what 8 or whatever albums would you take with you? And you're there for a year, so you can only listen to that. So it has to be something that's good.
You don't mind hearing over and over
again. And something you don't mind hearing over and over again. So that's the premise. And just for our time's sake, we're going to go with 3. So you're going to be on there for a year, and you only get 3 albums with you. And we are listening. Tell us what we're listening
to. Well, the reason we're listening to this is this is my choice. This is the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds. And this is my number one Desert Island album that I can just listen to over and over again. And I do listen to it over and over again. I've listened to it for years and years and years. I don't get tired of it. So,
cool.
It doesn't necessarily have to be the greatest album ever made. It has to be an album that you love and can listen to a lot over the year. We're assuming you're going to be on Desert Island for a while.
So. For a year. So you can listen to this over and over for a year. This would be good. And we'll talk about this afterwards, but I was amazed at what I didn't include. And then I was like, I really don't need to hear that.
I'll probably be pleased when I hear what you
include. Oh, you'll hear what I didn't include. So that's great. So the first one we're going to do is the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds.
Pet Sounds, which was released in 1966. It was a big hit. It wasn't as big a hit as some of their other albums, but...
It's about
growing up. It's about... It's more mature, it's not just about surfing and girls and cars. It's a much more mature, sort of inward-looking, sort of soulful look at life that Brian did. And Mike Love and some of the other guys are like, what is this? What's this stuff?
Because
it was so different from, like, this song right here. It's just a lot different from their previous stuff. Anyway, it's considered their best album and considered one of the best. I mean, Rolling Stone, I think it's in the, of the, like, 500 albums of all time, it's like... the top 10.
And they all kind of go together. You kind of sit there and you're in that same mood and they all kind of build on the mood. Great album.
And this is also the Beach Boys' 50th anniversary.
So how old is Brian?
He's,
must be 70?
Let me think. No, he's not 70. I believe he's 67?
Wow.
66, something like that.
50 years of Beach Boys. That is amazing.
Yeah, and so they'll do something for it. It's kind of a big celebration. But anyway... That's my number one choice.
So we'll go with Beach Boys' Pet Sounds. Amanda, what do you think? What are you going to take with you?
All 3 or just one at a time?
Go one. Give me one.
Yellow Submarine.
Yellow Submarine by the Beatles. Good choice.
Because I love the movie, and I always see the scenes whenever I hear the songs.
I have one like that, too, that I put in there for that reason, because it would make me think about something. But... my first one is a Beatles also, because I would have to take Beatles with me. If I was going to go on a desert island, I would have to take some Beatles, and I would take Rubber Soul with me. That would be my choice. It's my favorite Beatles album, and the album that I can listen to over and over and over again. So that would be my choice.
And sure, the reason it is a good choice is because it happens to be my number 2.
Hey!
also Rubber Soul. Again, Rubber Soul, or I had a tough time. I just like Rubber Soul the best, but I also love Revolver. So, but the reason Rubber Soul gets the slight edge is because it has my favorite John Lennon Beatles song, which is In My Life.
Yeah, great.
And because that's what puts it over a slight slight edge over Revolver. But anyway, so yeah.
Did you have other Beatles in yours? You have another Beatles in yours?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I would have picked you for Sgt. Pepper, no?
No.
Especially after the Pet Sounds, no?
No, honestly not. It's not probably even close to one of my favorite Beatles albums.
Yeah, it's not one of mine either.
It's not in the top 5 for me.
Yeah.
I like it. I think it, and it's groundbreaking and all that. But as far as what I listen to,
yeah,
the ones I listen to the most, that's not what right. I want to listen to the most.
Right. So. Same with me. Same with me. Amanda, number two for you.
Number two, because I'd have to have some kind of instrumental soundtracky kind of thing, because I love that, just to kind of like keep your calmie down. It's a toss-up between the soundtrack to the first Star Wars, or episode 4 for those Star Wars fans, or Back to the Future.
Oh!
You need to pick a soundtrack somewhere.
I picked the soundtrack too, but Star Wars soundtrack, do you actually own that album?
I do.
You are such a nerd.
She owns everything. She owns everything on
that.
That
is,
Star Wars, boy,
is it all John Williams or?
Oh, she loves John Williams.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just so iconic. You know, just even just like hearing the Imperial March, or I won't get into details, but it's just everyone knows it.
Well, it's great.
I'm glad you picked that one. So it'd be Star Wars, right? Mm-hmm. So that Yub Yub song that at the end of
Return of the Jedi
isn't going to be on there, is there?
No.
Good choice. So Star Wars, and you're very visual. So you got two that are movies. Then I get to do my soundtrack because I'm.
Oh, I know where this is.
Visual.
Going. Yeah.
So if I'm on a desert island and I'm listening to music, I got the Beatles. I can listen to my Rubber Soul, which would be my first choice. Then, when I want to think about being off the desert island, Saturday Night Fever, Sasha.
And hopefully they'll open up some discos
No, but it's a good
it's
soundtrack
it's
because
back.
The Bee Gees are awesome on it.
Yeah.
And then there's other, the Tramps are on there, and there's Yvonne Elliman, and there's like some great people on there, other people on the soundtrack besides just the Bee Gees, and plus the memories. That's what it is. I listen to every one of those songs, and I know exactly, probably like you in the Star Wars.
Yeah.
I know exactly what was going on in the movie, mm-hmm. and I can watch the movie by listening to the soundtrack.
Exactly.
And you still have the white suit.
And I still
just waiting for the return of disco.
And it's
of course.
It's weird because it's not one of my favorite movies, but it's one of movie that is to me. Has a lot of good memories, the age I was, and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but it's not. You know, I don't think it's a great
movie. I think when the age, the impressionable age you are when you see a certain movie really makes a difference.
Yeah.
Like if you see if you're too young or too old, it doesn't quite.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, Star Wars, I wasn't quite the right age. I was too old. I was old. It came out in 76. I was 77, right? I was out of high school. So I mean, to me, it was like if had I been like in junior high or something like that, I probably would have loved
but
it.
That's
more.
Probably the same reason you like Star Wars, because that like was that what turned you on to movies? Like when you said, "Wow, this is really cool."
So that's probably the good
memory.
But Saturday Night Fever is a really good soundtrack. I agree with you on that. I'm not a big disco fan, but that is a really good soundtrack.
Yeah. If it was, some of those songs are not disco.
Oh, I know.
I mean, some of the rhythms are like, not to spend the whole time talking about the Bee Gees, but they drove around New York and got the sounds of the city of New York and some of the sounds they used, the streetcar,
like
the
rhythm
subway.
Of the city. We did that in Oliver and Company, the rhythm of the city. That's where we got it. I thought it was original.
Staying alive and stuff like that. Yeah. Okay, so let's go. Enough about Saturday Night Fever. And let's go to your number
my
three.
My third pick. We should also have honorable mention if we have time.
We will have, because we have some tweets also.
Now, this is strictly a very selfish, and if I'm on the desert island with her, this will be the one that gets wet, maybe. And I'm going, it won't work. She won't be able to listen to it. Anyway, my third pick is Sparks' Come On In My House album, which is the very first album I ever heard of them.
Okay, for our audience,
I'm
going to guess no one listening to this podcast.
Dino knows who they are.
Well, Dino knows who they
are.
Laughing very few people know Sparks.
Right.
I have been to probably three Sparks concerts.
Yeah, I dragged
and
you.
Amanda has reluctantly been to one. Is that right?
One of the saddest Valentine's Day memories.
Valentine's Day. Oh, you are such
a
romantic.
That could be another podcast. But anyway,
explain Sparks is two guys.
It's basically it's Ron and Russell Nail who are based in LA, but they went to England and became hugely popular over there in the mid 70s. which is where this album was recorded, and they were huge, and that's when I heard it, around 74. And I just I've liked them ever since. I mean, their stuff is hit and miss. You know,
probably the most popular thing, most commercial thing they did was probably the duet they did with Jane Weaven from the Go-Go's.
Cool Places. Yeah. Cool Places. That was a big. Yeah, then he came back over here and became popular, you know, kind of done all over again, but late in their career, in the 80s, you know, doing stuff like Cool Places.
But you know what? That's the same thing, though, is because that's something that you would like to listen to that way.
And I'd be all by myself. I'd have to have headphones. But I really, honest to God, I never get tired of that album.
Yeah.
I can listen to it once a week, and, you know, awesome. and still like it. So those three. And if we're on the Disney Island together, I would not make you listen to it, I swear. You go for a swim.
Okay.
This one you probably wouldn't care for either, but it's you know, I mean, it was very popular at the time. It's not the best album ever, but again, something I can listen to again and again. It's Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Really?
Great album.
Yeah.
It is a great album. But I got to tell you, that was the one I was talking about when I said, when I did my three, I was like, there's no Michael Jackson on here. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm okay with that. But yeah, but Thriller is a great album.
Yeah, I actually like the other one. One before it.
Off the Wall.
Off the Wall better. But yeah, there's no arguing with
it. No, Thriller is the greatest selling album of all time. Or was the greatest selling album of all time. For a while.
What beat it? Oh. Eagles' Greatest Hits or something. Something weird like
Garth
that.
Garth Brooks or something.
I hate when people say, this guy has just sold more albums than the Beatles. I'm like, no, that he hasn't.
Yeah.
Garth Brooks hasn't. Bruce Springsteen hasn't. Justin Bieber hasn't. Lady Gaga hasn't. Michael Jackson hasn't. Okay, knock it off. The Beatles have sold more albums than anybody. Don't even go there.
Right. Stop. I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm with you. So Michael Jackson, okay, my last one. And the last one we have. And I could not imagine being on a desert island without some Sinatra.
Oh,
so,
cool.
So I picked the Sinatra. My favorite Sinatra album is, is it Reprise? It's the years.
I'll tell you what.
You tell me what that is, but it's called, when you talked about the greatest hits, because it's called Reprise, the Great Years or something like that.
Oh, yeah. That's the 60s stuff.
Yeah, it's all the stuff
that's
in the 60s.
That's when he went from Capitol to Reprise, which is his own
Reprise,
label.
Reprise, okay. Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's a specific
But I love that's my favorite Sinatra album, and I never get tired of it.
Yeah, it's great.
And it's got The Way You Look Tonight and all the...
It's kind of like a greatest hits almost.
It's like, that's what I said. It's almost like greatest, but it's just a good one. But I need my Frank. If I'm going to be on a desert island,
you should check out...
Give me the Beatles, Frank Sinatra.
Check out Songs for Swinging Lovers sometime. Just listen to that one. That's my favorite Sinatra. That's from 57 or something like that. So we'll do really quick, just around the thing, honorable mention.
Honorable mention.
I wanted to put this on there, but it didn't quite make it, but I still love it. Again, I can listen to it anytime. Is Elton John's Goodbye Yellow Book.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Double album.
I didn't have to pick the album.
Not a bad song. Not a bad song on it.
Because I love the album.
Yeah, the album. You know what?
The album art is so good.
It had yellow vinyl. The records, the earlier pressings had yellow vinyl, see-through yellow vinyl, and this is back in 73. Yeah. So they weren't doing that kind of, this isn't like... Remember, like in the late 70s, you started having picture discs and colored vinyl, tons of albums.
But the inside of the inside of the LP, it's all the words out. Are on there.
And there's
drawings of the Yellow Brick Road.
It's awesome. Yeah, the whole package is great. So that's my honorable mention.
Yeah.
You can do an honorable mention.
Mine is, you're gonna laugh. Actually, it's Paula Abdul, Forever Your Girl. One of the albums I had as a kid. I mean,
see, same thing.
Again, it just makes me feel good.
Is that the one like that song I did?
Yeah.
That's
the cartoon cat, which Rick animated the cartoon cat. And what's DJ Scat?
MC
Scat.
The song. Opposite Track. Opposite Track, I animated on it. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
No, that's okay. That's a good choice.
Like so, did you meet Paula Abdul when you animated?
Did not meet her. She was on the phone. We were with the director, and she called.
Wow.
And she was telling us how much she loved the video. And, this is going to win so many awards. We have to have a big party. And, like, okay, where's the party? And the party never happened. But anyway, she was very appreciative. She was excited about it.
That's
great.
Cool.
That was cool.
Good job on that.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was one of the best animated casts.
It did win awards. And
it was great. Awesome. I mean, it is like one of the iconic MTV videos.
Yeah, Chris Bailey, a friend of mine, directed it.
Yeah.
Directed the animation on it. He's still doing
good
lots
stuff.
Of great stuff.
I met her.
Okay. Yeah, you've met a Bollywood girl. What's
the
Bollywood girl?
We were doing a spoof on American Idol for this production company I was working for years ago. So she was there with Ryan Seacrest, and we didn't get Simon, but Randy's the other one, right?
I'm not feeling it, dog.
So I had to make sure her room was all arranged how she wants. She wanted very specific things in there, certain kind of flowers, all that. So I kind of, you know, had to make sure she had to be on set at the right time and get her to her room and back and forth. So anyway, I have a picture of us.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah, I met her once at Burbank Airport. I was like, they were holding the flight up and they were like paging her. Paula Abdul, the plane is leaving. Get to the plane. And she came in sunglasses and it was the flight to Vegas. She came on and Southwest, you know, you don't get any seats. So she didn't take a middle seat.
Oh, really?
Take a middle seat.
Snap.
She enjoyed
came
that.
Late, nice and late.
Cool. Do you have honorable mention?
Oh, my honorable mention. Well, Michael Jackson would have been my honorable mention, so I'm going to give my other honorable mention, which I'm going to do a soundtrack. And this one may be more quantity than quality, but it would be the American Graffiti soundtrack. Because...
Oh, God, yeah.
That's
yeah.
Like just loaded. There's Beach Boys on it. There's Buddy Holly. There's...
Big Chill has a good soundtrack.
Big Chill's a great soundtrack. Yeah. You know, so I think I would go with the American Graffiti.
That's a great. That's one of the very, very first movies that had like a bunch of hit songs for the soundtrack.
Yeah.
So that was 73.
Yeah.
That was a great album. Yeah.
Great. So that would be my. Those would be our choices and our tweets, and I love our tweets. Thank you for sending tweets. Send us plenty more tweets, and I'm sure we'll get more. And I posted it a little late, but. Tom, I won't say his last name, but Tom from Sacramento, one of our good listeners, sent in these Rolling Stones Sticky Fingers.
Great choice.
Which, Rick, explain to me. Do you know any of the stuff on there?
Yeah, it's got Bitch.
Oh.
I think Brown Sugar's on there, too.
Brown Sugar is my favorite rock and roll song.
Or Tumbling Dice. It's either Tumbling Dice or Brown Sugar, but that's a great album. That's one of their best albums. I love that one.
And then Woodstock, which is the concert album for Woodstock, which would
great.
Be great.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that.
And then Steppenwolf Greatest Hits.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, it's cool.
Born to be Wild.
Yeah.
What else we got on that?
I can't remember. I don't have that one.
Ride Captain Ride. That's Steppenwolf.
That's so
awesome. What was that?
Some one-hit wonder of the late 60s.
Anyway,
we'll have to do a podcast and then another, in those days at some point.
Another a tweet we got. I love this one. Beatles White Album, good choice again. Mm-hmm. You take some Beatles with you. Alison Krauss Union Station, which I'm not familiar with, but Rick is.
Yeah, I know what it is. It's an album,
And then this one here. Vaughn Meter, The First Family, which is a comedy album.
Yeah, from '63.
Which, I gotta say, if you can listen to a comedy album that many times for a year...
And still
it must be pretty good.
Or you have Alzheimer's. And all the jokes seem new to you.
I was thinking about that when I got that. I'm like, why would you take a comedy album with you? But I can remember listening to, like, Steve Martin's King Tut, whatever that one was called, with his album over and over.
I used to listen to Bill Cosby albums.
The Bill Cosby.
Every night, over and over.
Yeah.
Yep. So
there was a Monty Python. Who was that? There's a comedy album that Monty
Python.
Maybe
a few.
It's huge. I remember listening to that. So I could do that. Well, we have gone through our time.
Oh, what a great song to end on.
And we're going to end on Beach Boys.
God Only Knows.
God Only Knows, which I believe was, no, that's not the one that Frank Sinatra loves. No, Paul McCartney
Everybody
loves
this.
Paul McCartney loves this song.
Yeah, this is one of his
Paul McCartney says
ever.
This is one of his favorite. This was one of the best love songs ever written.
Yep.
So thank you for joining us at Rick's Martini Bar. I want to mention our sponsors, PB Imaging. If you need some printing done for your business or your personal life, business cards, you can contact Peter. You can get his number and email on our website at www.mccartymetro.com, where you can download this podcast
$6.99
for free.
$6.99.
For free.
I think that's a very fair price.
It's free. And also, you can support audible.com if you go to our website. Link to audible.com. Download an audio book. We get a little piece of that.
It's just a book.
Great Audible. Any book you
download. Audible?
Well, anything you download at audible.com, we get a little,
I like that.
You get a little nickel or something like that. So download
split
a book.
Three ways it doesn't
at audible.com.
They still make you something?
And, you can get that. And so once again, thank you for joining us. and we will see you next week.
Listen to some good music. Yes.
Martini Bar. Yeah. Let's pick your own albums. Let us know what you pick. Have a great week.